At this time, we take a look at some of the current national issues and how they may affect Northeast Louisiana. Our in-house segment welcomes Louisiana's U.S. Representative from the 5th Congressional District, Rodney Alexander. Congressman, thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. A general provision amendment that you've put together has been secured in the Energy and Water Development Appropriations Bill. The portion of the measure deals with the use of fossil fuel-generated energy in federal buildings. Now, your amendment prohibits the Department of Energy from implementing a final rule in the section addressing such use. So what did this measure specifically call for, and what did you conclude in authoring an amendment on this particular item?
Well, the Department of Energy is sitting on a rule that they are about to implement that would require all federal buildings to be providing the energy needed for that building without the use of fossil fuels by the year 2030. Now, that's a ways down the road, but they're gradually going to have to start phasing it in. And that means that no natural gas could be used after the year 2030, even for backup units that are required in all of the buildings in case of an emergency. So the amendment that I offered up in the committee and was accepted by the committee, the Democrats didn't vote for it, but it passed anyway, would prohibit any funds from being used to implement that rule. Natural gas, we have an abundant supply. It's relatively cheap compared to the other sources of fuel. And we need to take advantage of it. It's clean. It's not harmful to the environment. And we need to be converting all of our buildings to natural gas and get off coal if that's a problem. But, again, we have an abundant supply of that. But the bureaucrats in the Department of Energy were, again, about to implement rules, and we just tried to slow that process down, and we did that with that amendment.
Subcommittee was also successful in garnering important support for the development of natural gas technologies. How so?
Well, the Department of Energy is looking at several areas right now. They're still doing some research along with private interest on developing a technique to squeeze the natural gas down to a liquid without freezing it. We have what's called LNG now, liquefied natural gas. It has to be frozen, but to get it to condense to a liquid, it has to be at an enormous amount of freezing below zero, and it's costly. But they're close to a technology now that will convert that to biofuels, a diesel or gasoline, without going through the freezing process. And that would be good for us if we can figure out a way to burn natural gas in our cars in a liquid stage without having to modify the cars, fuel tanks, or the engines, then we can capitalize on the abundant supply of natural gas that we have. And Louisiana has been blessed with an abundant supply of natural gas, so it'll certainly be beneficial to us, and we need to concentrate on that and stop being so concerned about wind power and solar power because the natural gas is cheaper.
On another subject, Congressman, discussions, and it's certainly something that has been discussed heavily this week, college student loans, and that's coming up before the House.
Well, the student loan interest rates are to go up about 2 percentage points by July, and there's a move to try to hold that down to the number at present. It's getting very expensive to go to college now, and the student loans are necessary for many to be able to accomplish that goal. And we don't need to allow anything to happen that would increase the interest payments on those loans, especially at this particular time. The economy is struggling as it is. So we understand that we may be voting on something in the next day or so. We do work all through tomorrow, so we're hopeful that we'll be able to relax that concern that some have about interest rates going up on student loans this summer.
One other note I wanted to touch upon, and that is public voting is officially underway to choose the local artist that will represent the 5th District in the 2012 Congressional High School Arts Competition. What can you share on this project?
Well, that's something that we encourage the students that are interested in art. There's an art competition every year here where the winner is chosen from each congressional district. by artists or art instructors in the district. And then that winner is on display here in the tunnel that leads from the Cannon office building under the street to the Capitol building. There's a wall along that tunnel entrance, and all of those winners are displayed there for the year, so visitors that are traveling back and forth can see them. So we encourage that artwork.
And information available on your Facebook page, correct?
Correct. Or call our offices there in Monroe, Alexandria.
Congressman Rodney Alexander from Louisiana's 5th Congressional District. Congressman, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a good day.